Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. With plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Happy Ash Wednesday, everybody.
Wait, it's Ash Wednesday this week?
Shoot. Yesterday.
Well, Merry Ash Wednesday, everybody. Wow. For all our religious bitches out there, baby, happy Ash, baby.
Isn't it just Catholic?
Oh, I don't know.
And then this is when you give up things for Lent?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give up what?
Like
anything you want.
Like sweets.
That's not fair.
Or TV. Molly.
I could give up TV.
We're in a war. We need to stay informed.
Yeah. Nobody is watching the TV for the news anymore anyways. Everybody's on their phone going through all that stuff.
Isn't it crazy, like back when you used to go to like the movie theater, like in the 50s, they would show like clips of the war going on, or like in the 40s.
Would?
Some people didn't have TV, so they would go to the movies, so they'd be like,
see what's
today
going.
Overseas, the Axis powers and the Allies.
Imagine having the radio on all the time.
That's how they did it.
I was thinking of that like as well.
Like they always had the radio tuned in, and it was just, that was everything. It was their entertainment. It was their news. It was keeping up to date.
It's like reading a book. You have to visualize everything.
It was their advertising.
Like but like, I know what you mean. Like I was watching the movie Stand By Me and they're all in the treehouse. It's in the 50s. The
right.
Kids are like sitting there playing cards, smoking cigarettes, and they got the radio on.
That's all it was.
Yeah.
It was a different time.
That's all it was. All right. Well, let's roll the intro.
It's Compitown, baby.
Let's fucking go.
And then you would take this in the through the back and make it a spitting cobra.
Or this one.
Oh yeah.
Look, Mariah. Look, it's a cooter.
Stop. Okay.
All right, welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
I'm Heath.
I'm Zane.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we're unfiltered. Come on, Zane.
The one time I tried to do it with you. I wanted to stay silent for this one. Go.
All right. And we are unfiltered. Nailed it. Good. Thanks, guys. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Yeah. Hope everybody's having a wonderful Monday, Tuesday morning, afternoon,
or
evening.
Or if you're late, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Or if you're watching this fucking 3 months later, which, you know, a lot of you do.
Jesus' birthday.
Yep.
Whenever you're listening.
Yeah. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Hope you're having a wonderful week. I hope you're having a good day.
Is your back feeling better, Zane?
Absolutely not. My back hurts so bad. I actually had to pop one of your prescription pills.
You're stealing my medication?
Well, you gave it to me. It was the ibuprofen, but it was the higher dose. So it really attacks that.
Don't waste them. When you said it was the high, and then you got interrupted, but I
know what you need to give up for Lent.
Some hydrocodone?
Yeah.
I haven't had hydrocodone in years.
Since I got my wisdom teeth out.
Okay, Rue.
My mom didn't want me to take them. I was in excruciating pain. Yeah. You don't need it. You're going to get addicted.
It is bad though. We had to take it for the hair after hair transplant surgery. Mm-hmm. It really did the trick. But man, I remember I was like, I don't want to take it before the podcast because it makes you feel so fucking loopy and like,
yeah.
Remember that time we took a bunch of oxys and we watched The Social Network?
What?
Yeah, what are you talking about? No, I remember.
Did that happen? Yeah. Zane tried to deny. What do you know?
No, I didn't.
I had a bunch of oxycodone.
I think I had it for a prescription and you stole it.
No, I had a tooth. I had my tooth removed.
We have a lot of them.
I had a big tooth problem and they prescribed me oxycodone. And I didn't want, having them around. I wanted to take
them. Just get them out of the way.
And so I asked Zay and I go, do you want to take some oxys and let's watch The Social Network?
We cannot be. Zay, you already did it.
You're not doing it.
Oh, yes, because I'm a better person now.
No, this was 6 years ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. And you know, I mean, and I will never do that again. I don't even like taking pills now anymore. So
yeah. So I don't know. Put that out there. Who knows? I just thought the sentence was funny. We did oxys and watched The Social Network.
Yeah, we felt like I remember watching that movie and we're just like, oh, let's build businesses.
Yeah.
Oh, we could be successful. After we didn't.
Even and you guys are like throwing ideas back and forth, thinking, and then it's just the next morning it's gone.
And we didn't even feel for the pain of the characters, like them missing out. We're like, sucks to suck.
Oh my God.
I wanted to start off with a big bang. So you know how it's all over TikTok, how you've seen those older ladies and people are, how much they've spent on Candy Crush.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. We're.
And you know that I love Candy Crush and I play it all the time. Well, I decided I'm going to look up how much I've spent on Candy Crush.
You went
through
bank records?
Yeah. If you could take a guess on how much I've spent on Candy Crush.
I'm sorry.
Well, how much is a power up? Like $1?
A power up?
I don't know what the fuck they call it.
$250.
$250, that's a lot.
I'm going to shoot high. $600.
Okay, you?
I'm going to say like $300, and if you spent $300 on this, all
right,
I'm...
Okay, get ready. Get fucking...
Was any of us
girdle your loins. Since I've started Candy Crush, this is so bad. Since I've started Candy Crush, I've spent $4,000.
No, that's not real. No, thank you.
That's not real.
No.
You need help.
You're done.
I know.
Done.
That's absurd. That's an addiction that needs to be under
you don't,
control.
You don't think I've already realized already?
Let me ask you this.
2 months rent.
Let me ask you this. What did you, going into it, think you had spent? Was it on par with what you thought or were you blown away?
I thought 450 max, because I know I play it a lot. So I'm like, okay, let's round high, 450.
Have you been drunk buying?
No, I don't play drunk. I play it sober, completely sober.
So there's no excuse.
Okay.
You know how much actual candy you could buy with $4,000?
It's a lifetime supply.
It's not like when I beat the game, I get this fucking, you know, get this check or whatever, you know?
I hope your kids never listen to this podcast, because there's going to be a time in your life where you're going to be tight on money. Yeah. You're going to be like, you think I'm full of money? Well, Dad, you spent $4,000 on Candy Crush.
I saw this girl post, it was a video of her mom beating the game, and it was like the screen that paused, like, you beat the game. There's fireworks everywhere, but she got nothing in that. I know she spent more than fucking probably, now knowing how much I've spent, and there are levels that are hard to pass. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I know she spent at least $20,000.
Okay, but
I still don't know what you're spending it on. Like hints on
how to win. Bombs and and the Stripe candy and like lives and shit.
The Stripe candy.
I got to do whatever I have to do to get to the next fucking level when I can't beat the fucking level. You know what I mean?
There's got
to
be a girl your age just like this.
Yeah.
I want to watch.
So, baby, if you like Candy Crush, fucking hop in my DMs.
I want to watch you play it. Are you smiling? Or are you like...
Oh, no. I'm just like this. Look.
Shoulders up.
This is why he can't go to bed. Are you constantly buying, like every day you have to buy something? Is it multiple purchases a day? Is like, what is the
no, no, it's here? Not multiple purchases a day. It's one purchase every maybe once a week.
Oh, so you're like, okay, add $150.
Yeah. So,
and then you use the coins.
Again, this is no excuse and still really bad, but I started in the beginning of 2019. I know, still really bad. That doesn't make it better at all. But like, this wasn't like a few months. This was like over the past like 2.5 years.
That doesn't make it right.
$4,000, Zane.
Yeah. I'm not doing this in other games though. It's only game.
That's $4,000.
Is it a tax write-off?
It's not a tax
write-off. It could be. It's on your phone. That's and you're talking about it on during your work day.
I know. Well, I mean, I think this is a great, like, this is a great message to everybody that like likes to spend money on games. You know, the shit adds up.
Yeah.
And there's no need to spend thousands of dollars playing a game that gives you nothing in return.
How close are you to beating
the game? Except for time and entertainment.
How close are you to beating the game?
I don't think I'm close.
Wow. I'm about 30 grand
I'm
off.
On level like 2,800 right now.
How many levels are there?
I don't know.
What did the girl get?
I don't know. She only took a video of like what you get in the end. I don't think she was on a level.
You can beat Candy Crush.
And at that point, it's got to be so sad because you've invested all this money into it. And now it's just over.
No, I don't think it's sad. I think it's not rewarding where you get something out of it. But rewarding is in like just.
Oh, Zane, you have a long way to go.
What level?
11,000 levels. Oh, man.
What level are you on?
2,300.
Zane's like, I got to take out another credit card.
I got to take out a mortgage.
Let me get me an Amex.
To the bank. Hear me out.
Bro, I'm like investing Anna, but with Candy Crush.
This is literally match a candy with a candy.
Oh, Heath, I don't need you to judge me on my problems when you just, very much have I'm your own saying, problems.
What is the difference from level to level?
The different variations of what you can do with the fruits.
They're fruit?
Oh, candy, sorry.
He don't even know what he's playing. He's just swiping away.
I love Fruit Ninja.
Oh, wait. I haven't seen that level before. That's probably in level 8,000.
This messes with my brain. Like, it does not even look.
It, like, kind of looks like a lottery ticket.
Well, someone like you wouldn't get it. You know, it takes brains.
It's the fun colors. Have you seen people doing stuff where they like jailbreak their phone and they make everything black and white so you're not addicted to your phone?
You can do that.
Oh, really?
You can do that at any time.
How do you turn that off?
That's a really good idea.
Your brain gets so, like, just something about all the colors and the fun poppy stuff, you're like looking at it and you're just like in trance. Having it black and white, you like look at it and you just like function and that's it.
Now you know what it was like for people back then.
Like, you wouldn't be stuck on your phone if it looked like that all day.
Yeah, that looks depressing.
Click the home screen where it shows all the apps. Boom, let's just work. Let's do this.
You get canceled, so you just do everything black and white. Oh, I need to take a break from social media.
I just need to clear my mind.
Wait, I know how to do it. I've done it before. Because sometimes I've done it when I've been on my phone, like in my bed really late at night, and I've just been like, it's still too bright.
You know what helps you? I have after 11, my phone goes yellow. It's like the
night mode.
Night mode. That actually helps me not want to be.
Like that yellow tinge.
Yeah. How do we do it? I want to shut it.
This is what Logan Paul sees when he uses his phone.
I want to turn it on.
Very good. I forgot that he posted that.
It used to be on the display.
Remember when Logan Paul
was colorblind?
Was that ended up being real or like not real?
Well, I don't know. It was just weird because his reaction when he put on the colorblind glasses, it was like moved to tears. And then I decided to go through all of Logan Paul's like tweets every time. Like, he had tweeted out, oh, I just love
something
that
about
fiery red-orange color of sunset. I love that. Like, I'm like, you tweeted that 2 years ago, bud. And I looked up every time he had tweeted about colors. Yeah. And it just didn't.
All of his prime drinks.
I was just going to say.
It's just black and white.
Maybe that's why his prime drinks aren't prime colors.
Well, whatever. He came back with them fucking prime drinks.
And
so
they're damn
that's
good.
That's all I got. There's
oh, my God. They're amazing.
Can't even say anything.
He's gonna win a Pulitzer Prize for that shit.
That is right. It's the Pulitzer Prize. You just hesitated, Zane. You executed it right.
What do you have to do to get a Pulitzer?
There's multiple different Pulitzer Prizes. Well, wait. Yeah. Right? There's like...
Could Heath and I get one?
For Promota?
Unless, like, it's in the form of, like, entertainment, like, this podcast, if it was that... like
moving,
right? Isn't a Pulitzer?
Are you guys moved when you watch this?
Yeah, it's definitely not moving.
Pulitzer Prizes in journalism are made. So I guess
we're fiction and an art.
Yeah,
like reports and photographs. There's just like it's certain like I don't know publications of
wow.
It's journalism, arts, letters, and fiction. So
we can do it.
We got this.
I want to win like an award. I want something that is like on a necklace, like some sort, like not an Olympic,
like a
medal,
like Flava Flav, like Mike Locke,
no, just some chain. Sort of medal. You know,
weren't we really close to winning an award for this?
No, I don't think we've ever been nominated.
We've never been nominated. Yeah. No,
but like I'm over it though now. Like I know that we don't need an award.
I would love a picture of us four getting up there and just like going, you know,
thank you guys,
thank you. Like,
well, maybe our show is just not moving, and maybe it's like when somebody because you know what I think people that isn't there because it's not people or a fans vote. Most of the time, it's like people of
the academy.
We're just
not
on their radar.
Yeah, or even maybe they watch one episode and they're just like, what the fuck are they talking about? And then they move on to the next. We just have no structure. That's why. I think that's what prevents us from.
But that's what makes us different.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's what makes us fun.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about our little trip to the nutritionist. For our weight loss journey.
Everyone's like, oh my God, get over it.
I was really wanting to see a nutritionist.
It was amazing.
Lately, I've been wanting to.
Just somebody to test your blood because everybody's bodies are different. So like one diet won't work for somebody. Yeah. So it's cool
to be able.
Yeah. She lives off macaroni and pizza. And
it's still just losing every day.
So it was cool to like have our blood tested and know, you know, what works with us, what doesn't, what to stay away from. And apparently, I eat like a 12-year-old malnourished girl.
Okay.
Wait.
Give it up.
Okay. Malnourished.
So
yeah.
So so you know how we were on a calorie deficit.
Defensive.
Calorie defecation.
A calorie deficit
diet. Well, it wasn't like the best diet for us to do. It definitely made us slim faster, but like it wasn't the healthiest thing for us to do. And everyone's going to be like, we fucking told, and literally all the comps were saying that. So sorry for not listening to you guys. We're just doing what we thought was like best. But so Heath was definitely very strict with the diet. He was very committed to the diet. Me, I was going around the back cheating a little bit, but not cheating in ways where
those meals were piling up in the refrigerator. Yeah. I was like, if Zane's following this, there are two shelves of unused.
When I went over, I saw like 13 of them being tossed out. And I was like, I'm eating all of them. And how is there this many left over? That means there's other meals that are being substituted.
It's because when I'm out, like when I'm here, I'm not eating the meals because I'm not home eating. But no, I was eating like two of the meals out of the three pretty much every day. But I was like going around, like I was eating my snacks, like rice cake with sugar fruit. I was like eating shit that I know Heath wasn't eating because he was sticking to the diet while I was semi cheating. I wasn't eating ice cream cake or whatever, but I was like bending it a lot every day. And then it ended up benefiting me more than him.
Because I was not feeding my body at all.
Well, I was feeding my body closer to what I needed to.
It sucks because we were working out so hard, lifting for like an hour and a half, running. And it was just putting our body through like the rigors every single morning. And I wasn't feeding it afterwards enough.
You need like a little bit more sustenance.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
It was just like, it was too clean, too healthy. It like, you need something to latch on to.
I just needed more.
Yeah.
So we ramped up our calories and I feel absolutely incredible. He's got us doing these, it literally changed my life. It's a scoop of almond butter and a scoop of honey.
Mm.
Literally game changer. So as soon as I wake up in the morning.
You add it into what?
No, just a spoonful.
Just spoonful. Because you like our nutritionist was telling us like getting sugar like that in your body first thing in the morning like wakes your body up and you're able
It gets everything going. Yeah. But yeah, it literally saved my life.
And I loved hearing that. You know what I mean? It was like, oh, so we need more sugar throughout the day.
Zane's in the peanut butter bucket with a ladle.
And then I found out something else, which was literally this was the best thing I heard the entire meeting. Remember when he was like, good thing for you, Zane, your body can actually break down all the sugars.
His body takes sugar way better than mine does.
And everybody's body's different, so that doesn't work for you though, right?
Yeah.
So Zane can handle sugar. You got your so body lucky can. With that
shit. I know, because if I can eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner sugar, I would. I just have the biggest sweet tooth.
That's why I want to go, because I need that confirmation for all the people that are just like, shut up. I need that confirmation that I run off carbs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need that.
There's three different metabolic types.
Okay, yeah.
So ours is an equal balance between fats, proteins, and carbs.
Are you protein?
Equal of all three. So one of them is more protein dominant, and then one of them is more carb dominant.
Okay, I think it's if I go to a nutritionist, and I don't want to be told what I need to eat to lose weight, because I don't want
to
lose weight.
No, they won't tell you to lose weight.
Whatever you want to do, they will put you on a program to get whatever results. If you want to put on muscle, if you want to lean out, it doesn't matter what it is.
The thing is just tell me, go for these foods, and just I'll check back up with you next year.
That's what he'll do.
I don't want a full meal plan.
Another thing, too, he said stay away from starches before bed.
Okay, yeah, I know that. I try my best.
He likes to eat his fats. Sales right before bed.
Not right before bed, but I'll eat fat salads if I have not ate all day. Like, I need to just load up.
Yeah. And didn't you say how much was fruit 40 minutes before bed?
Right first. What?
Okay.
Eating fruits 40 minutes before bed? Is that what you said?
Yeah, he said have like a cup of fruit before bed.
For your sugars.
How much was the whole sesh?
Doesn't matter.
Was it $4,000?
Well,
No.
You pay up for, like, the thing is that you pay for the rest of like the meetings. You know what I mean? It's like an upfront fee.
We also went to somebody that is like in the entertainment world that deals with a lot of like big celebrities
that need to get in shape.
He does like Avengers transformations and stuff like that.
This is
our journey.
Well, Heath, you look great. Zane, I see day, so I don't like...
It's hard to see
like,
changes.
I see you probably like once or twice a week, but when you came in, you were in, you know, a sad mood, but you looked amazing when you Thank were upset. You. Like your neck was
like, am I like skinnier. Hot stuff? Like what do you think?
Call him hot stuff.
Hot stuff. I know.
There you go.
I think, yeah, no, your legs look leaner.
But no, definitely switching helped a ton with like energy. I feel like I'm back to losing.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't losing when my body was like hungry.
I'm a big loser right now.
Only thing you're losing on is candy. Yeah. You're
losing money.
I think the frustrating part is for you guys is we always say you can go to 10 different professionals and specialists about your issues different. And they're all going to tell you different things. That's why people in the comments have different suggestions and stuff like that. You just don't know, but that's life. Like, and they're just trying to figure it out.
Right. I also want to, like, I know everybody has different opinions and, you know, strategies for doing different things, whether it's weight loss, whatever it is. But I want to give it time so I can be like, you know what? I tried it and it didn't work. I don't want to be like it's 2 days skincare. And be like, no, you're wrong. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You got to give it enough time
like
to really see.
Before you're like, okay, let me try something else that works for me. Everybody's different.
So we do recommend seeing a nutritionist if you really want to like change your lifestyle and like.
Yeah.
Long, like more of a long-term goal instead of like, if you want to lose it quickly, just like be healthier. Amen. And maybe one day if it works, if like we see in 2 months, we're like, holy shit, this is crazy. We can even share our, like what we've been doing.
Yeah. I would love to be able to like, once we do this journey with Ilya, obviously, and then we can put it out with the document, but our regimen, what we're eating. Mm-hmm. People have been asking like, what's the diet routine? What's the workout routine? When I posted on Instagram,
we'll let you know. So. And it's not a crazy diet too. Like the one we're doing now. It's nice.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. With plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code iHeart. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's this one girl that I met at like when we went out or something and we exchanged number, but I like, you know, I didn't like really remember her. So I was like, she was like, hey, met you last night. I was like, oh, hey, like, nice to meet you. And she sent a picture of herself. Like, you know how girls will send a selfie if like.
To like say this was me.
Yeah, because remember? It was like dark or whatever. So she sends a selfie, but it was live.
Oh God.
And you, so you saw everything. So like the selfie was normal, but when I pressed the live, it was her going. Completely like tapping and setting up. I was like, oh no, like you're not supposed to see that.
It's embarrassing.
It just takes that like
the mystique away.
The mystery out of it. And it's like,
yeah, this fucking guy, let me send him a pic.
or what if she was just like butt naked going, or like she was on the toilet, like this, and it just goes like.
Oh God, that's
so careful.
Amazing.
Be careful, Amy.
Yeah, just turn it off. Zane and I just added a new member to the Zane and Heath team, who's going to be helping out a lot with the podcast, getting stuff together. And he's actually a good friend of ours from back home who moved out here.
Yeah,
Jordan. You probably have seen him in our stories a bunch of times. Jordan actually reminded me of a really funny story and I totally forgot about it. And I wanted to see if you remember.
Okay.
Do you remember when we took him to the beach and it was, this is a long time ago, but we took him to the beach and we all got Four Locos back when they were the real Four Locos.
Yeah, we drink that shit all the time.
Before the recall.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the only thing we can buy at a gas station without being... Carbon. Yeah,
and it's unsuspecting too. Like Four Locos looked like big energy drinks.
Yeah, it looked like a monster.
Like Arizona iced tea or something. Yeah.
So we all got Four Locos and it was his first time ever trying one.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we went to the beach and we left him buried in the sand?
Uh-huh.
And he was literally getting waves crashing on him and he started getting nauseous from the Four Loco and he's puking all over like himself in the sand and the waves are throwing it back into his face.
I remember him being buried. I remember
him being just the three of you.
Yeah, it was just the three of us.
I remember him being buried in the sand. But I don't remember the waves crashing on his head.
Here, Jordan, hop on Devin's mic real quick, just so we can have your end of what happened.
Look at him go.
I definitely was not in that specific spot.
I like briefly remember it because we all got pretty tore up when we were there.
Yeah.
So Jordan, we buried you in the sand. This sounds terrible. Thank you for forgiving us, by the way, and coming out to help. So we buried you in the sand and then...
Yeah, so so I threw up into the ocean and the ocean just kept throwing it back.
Oh, no.
And there was like a mom and her child just...
Oh, my God. Yes, I remember them being on the side
just
watching.
Right next to me.
Oh, God.
That's just something you see. You're just like...
Did we leave you?
You guys were so far.
He's still
so
there far. Today.
So we probably left to get something, right? Probably grab something from the car or whatever, and we left them there.
No. You guys were there. You were there.
Were we laughing?
You were just further on the beach watching.
Yeah. Oh my
God. I'm sorry, Jordan. No. We'll make it up to you, I promise.
And then the ride home was just, I was still like messed up, still throwing up. It was awful.
Well, baby, we like to take care of our friends. You know us.
Yeah, no, clearly.
It teaches you a lesson. Don't drink on the beach.
Oh, shit. Sorry about that. But yeah, that was...
I was worried you were probably going to... You could choke on your vomit if you're, like, at that
angle. Well, no, he wasn't, like...
It was like...
Oh, he wasn't laying down. I think he was more...
When I threw up, I emerged.
Unburied himself.
I unburied myself.
Because it was able to get muddy from his puke, so he's able to dig himself out.
Right. It was like quicksand. He was just sinking down into it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It was a beautiful moment. You know, I'm kind of jealous that it didn't happen to me.
Things like that, the worst times can be the best bonding experiences, exactly. And which is probably why we're so close today.
He was one within the ocean.
Here we are.
Really would beautiful. You say you're Heath and Zane's muse?
Poseidon's puke. It's art. It's like a piece.
Yeah. It's an eye on the light. It calls me.
What?
No. Oh, man. Sorry.
Funny. Oh, my God. I forgot about that. But I do remember that picture of your face buried in the sand. I just don't remember everything around that.
It was a blurry day.
Wow.
There's a picture of him
somewhere.
It's definitely on his Instagram. We'll put it up here. But this was the day.
Jordan, do you have that picture?
I actually think,
or it's maybe in, I put.
I actually
don't
think
know.
It's in the yearbook.
Either you posted it.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I think it's in the yearbook.
How did that get submitted and approved? Because that was something outside of school.
No, wait. I bet Jordan was on yearbook committee.
That was past. That was past. That was after high school. There's no way we weren't hanging out before high school. So that was after high school.
Wow.
Unless Jordan, you resubmitted that and like. Did you get good grades in high school, Jordan?
Jordan was an excellent student.
Yeah, yeah, 4.0.
Ooh. Okay, so you were right under Victoria, valedictorian Victoria.
Valedictorian.
Salutatorian.
I think I held a solid like 3.3, 3.2.
That's passing, baby. That's great.
Yeah, better than me. I think I was ranked like 3,486 in the school.
We only had 3,000.
It's also by your grade.
485.
I was straight C's in school.
I was right at the edge. I was like top 11%.
Ooh.
Okay, man. What about you, Mariah?
Don't.
No, wait. You
are on.
And you would be in intensive reading.
Matt, don't even ask any questions, please.
Would you be in like intensive math too in school or just intensive reading?
Everything.
Everything. Reading, everything intensive. Reading.
And it was fucking intense.
It's crazy how they called it intensive.
Don't
because intensive is supposed to be very hard, but
they
it wasn't
tried to
hard.
Make it sound like it wasn't like bad. You know what I mean? They like without making it have like a bad like yeah. sound to it. You get what I'm saying, right?
I just remember intensive the don't. Class.
Wait, it's a question. Are you dyslexic?
I could be.
Can you pull up what dyslexic, what it look, what dyslexic, what people with the.
Looks like you got
the
it
irony.
Too.
Hey, we don't need to look it up.
No, it's interesting. What does dyslexia look like?
Oh, he spelled it wrong.
What? Oh, he switched that.
You
the
look
y
up images, that's Mariah.
What does it look like? Oh, shit. Oh, it's
oh,
like.
Oh, yep, that's me.
Or that one, the first, wait.
Zane, I'm like, what's wrong with it?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I could be because this is why I'm good at word scramble games. I can look at a word out of order and figure out what it says.
Yeah.
Like I'm really good
sense.
At
me
mixing.
Too.
Yeah. Like I just read.
Can you pull up one of those paragraphs that have the words jumbled, but you can still read it?
Like that first one. Go back. That okay, this one. Right where start with it just says dyslexia. Look, dyslexia is characterized
by difficulty with learning to read
fluently.
And fuck.
Despise
normal intellectual
awareness.
Hell yeah.
But wait,
I'm pretty awesome.
If you can't read that means you have dyslexia, right?
No, it's just showing like what their brain sees when they're trying to read something.
I don't know if it's an excuse or not, but I feel like that's literally what it looks like when I'm reading. That's why I can't understand anything that I'm fucking reading. I have to always go back. Like I read halfway. I'm like, oh, I got to go back a page because I just forgot what
I think that's your memory. I think it's like your attention.
Yeah, like, I'm saying, I think that's just
like reading comprehension.
Yeah. Like you can read memes and stuff. And if it's like some tea or some drama, you can like follow
but
a whole chain of
I feel
stuff.
Like anybody can read that. Type of shit. No,
right. No. I feel like it's because you are just hyper interested in it, and like that's what you really want to read.
Like there
it.
Could be a book on the dance world. I won't read it.
Well, the dance world. Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like my
stuff
interests.
That stuff that interests her.
Yeah,
like a book of pasta.
A
book of Game of Thrones. I wouldn't be able to read it, or anything that really interests me. I wouldn't. Be
I don't
able
know
to read
what
it.
We got.
Dang, we all got something.
I like how we have all sorts of people on our show. You know what I mean? Yeah. It really.
But I feel like a lot of people who don't do well in school are very smart and succeed post school.
Yeah, it doesn't always mean like.
Thank you.
It's like my brother got terrible grades. He just didn't like doing the homework because he was like, "This is a waste of my time."
He's the smartest person I know.
But yeah, I know. I'm very like, I'm on the fence where like school does really doesn't matter, but in sometimes it's good to. Like
learn the basics.
Be able to be given a task that you really don't want to do and accept it and do it because that's also what life is going to be when you get into the world and working.
That like, is like the most important part about school, I feel like.
It trains your brain getting to your be like, done. This sucks, but I have to do this because this will help get work
I think,
done.
Yeah. I think you know? We should skip middle school. I think it should be elementary school, high school.
what do we do during
those
middle school?
The most
school?
Important life.
Work.
Life. Yeah, work.
Taxes.
Get it. That's what my mom told me. Get a job. Go shovel the neighbor's driveway for a dollar. And when they offer you the money, don't take it.
Could you get a job in middle school or were you still too young in middle school?
You couldn't.
No, you're still too young. Yeah.
You couldn't get a real job, but like.
You could have a mowing job.
Under the table, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember I wanted to cut lawns for the whole neighborhood. I was obsessed with mowing.
Like was that your like me time? Like you just, that you were in your element, I think, when you
like that was the only thing that I would like I got allowance for.
Got it.
So it was if I cut the grass, I'd get like $20. So I'd be like, I'll cut the grass every day.
$20?
Yeah.
That's really good.
That's really good.
Damn. My dad wouldn't let me near a lawnmower.
we started off with the push one and then we finally got the upgrade to the driving one. So then it was fun for me.
Oh,
it was
you got like, the drive. Oh, well, that's why.
Yo, that shit is so fun. Like to this day.
How big was your lot?
We had quite a bit of grass.
Oh, wow.
But it was fun because it was like this type of steering. So it, like turning would be this and then forward.
Oh,
it
kinda, that's cool.
Could you do like the patterns, like the waves and stuff?
I never like crisscross cut, but like I'd be circling around the sprinklers.
Why couldn't they just make it like a wheel?
They have ones that are wheels, but to get a tighter turning radius, it spins both wheels so you can rotate in one spot.
Cool. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had the wheel one.
Yeah, I actually had to cut mine with shears.
Oh, I had a head.
He's got a sickle, and he's just...
Oh, I've done that before. The edger? What's that called?
No, the sickle. It's like the Grim Reaper blade.
Yeah, yep.
And they're really long.
That's what it's called? I thought it was called like an edger. That's what you used to like...
Yeah, something like a...
I was talking about the weed whacker.
Oh, yeah, the weed eater.
One time I had to use a weed whacker to get the whole grass.
That's bad.
Yeah, this shit was all fucking lopsided.
Yo, that shit would scare me when I was a kid. I love weed whacking, close to that.
It's satisfying.
That shit would hurt you too. You'd have to wear long pants to use
it. My dad could go outside, like stand on the deck and tell who cut the grass.
Yeah.
Like they'd be like, oh, like my brother would just be like, just get it done.
You know what? My brother's job was lawn mowing and my job was like the pool, cleaning the pool, scrubbing the pool and the pool filter.
I know.
It's more work than a dog.
I just clean baseboards.
Ooh.
Did your parents give you like a sock to walk around the house and just do all the baseboards?
I would have like a magic eraser kind of a sock.
Thing. Why yeah, a sock?
Would give, you know, like your dad's white like sock.
Yeah.
She would have us. She'd call all the kids in and she'd give us socks on our hands and run around and do all the baseboards, all the windows, and you just go like this and it picks up all the
like,
dust.
Like a duster.
Oh, she was having so much fun with you guys.
Turn it into a game.
Yeah.
You missed a spot.
My cleaning task was the freaking windows. I can't stand a bottle of Windex now. God, it just makes my insides turn.
There's something. Well, I was talking to one of my friends. She's a nanny, and she was telling me just like the nanny world and whatever is so interesting. And then she was telling me how about mannies. I'm like, have you ever heard of mannies? I was like, what's a manny? It's like, it's a male nanny, like specifically a male nanny. I was like, is there like a whole... Is there a whole industry for that? She's like, you've never heard of Manny's of LA? I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And she showed me the site, Manny's of LA. And you have to watch the promo for Manny's of LA. There's like a little bit of creepiness to it, but it's like also like, you just got to watch it.
Why is that Manny kissing
the
baby?
Go down.
Well,
so people want like older men.
Okay.
There's something
this
off
seems like
it.
A documentary about it. Like, after it's gone wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
It looked like I was watching a doc.
But I do think it is like kind of important. I think certain households, you know, maybe lack having like a male figure around a lot of times, or like they're maybe very wealthy and the dad's a businessman who's constantly traveling. Mm-hmm. And
having the male figure.
Having a male figure, I think, is maybe good on like a child's sense of development because they feel like there was like another... other opposite energy in the house that they worked with. But granted, that doesn't mean you need to have a male present.
Stereotypically, it's creepy.
Yeah, no, it's like, I'm not like shaming the dude or whatever.
Right,
but like,
there's great
when
Manny.
I watched it for the first time, I was like, whoa, that's so like, it's different.
Imagine there's not a lot of male preschool teachers.
Right. Oh, whoa.
It's a little weird, yeah.
How many male elementary school teachers did you have?
I don't think there was
probably two in the whole school.
Two, Mr. Willis.
Not counting the gym teacher.
I think died.
Oh, yeah, gym teachers.
And the principal. But teachers, there was like two, maybe.
I don't think I had a male teacher until I was in middle school.
And maybe male teachers didn't want to deal with kids, maybe, too. It could have been
like
both
the patience
ways.
Level.
Yeah, like, because women have their patience levels through the roof.
More nurturing.
When it comes to, like a motherly. And I feel like kids would rather respond to like a motherly like teacher than a...
Are you guys sharing
drugs?
I just want to get a little fidget.
You just needed to...
Do you play with someone like that every episode?
No, not every episode.
Oh, just when you're nervous. Everybody look!
Oh, wow. There's the stat for it. 2.3% of preschool and kindergarten teachers are men.
Kindergarten.
I was thinking about maybe trying it out. trying out being a Manny for a day to see how if I can do it.
Hell no. I wouldn't.
No?
No.
I think I could be very nurturing.
I think they would like him because you're like a big kid.
Zane, you that's would, for, you would like forget me. The baby. You would leave it somewhere.
That's true. That's true.
Honestly, no, you'd probably...
Oh,
you'd,
I forgot the...
No, it'd be like a two-year-old, did you eat? Did you eat today?
Are you hungry?
No, did you?
I don't know what to make him.
How did you not eat? I don't know. He doesn't know how to cook.
Do I like mash up the... Okay, like...
He's so, asking the kid for favors.
Right.
So I brought my lunch and like I forgot to get the kid food. Do I like mash it up? Like, do I cut it in small pieces? Like, I don't know what to do. Yeah, I'm sure there's like a bunch of fucking background checks and like a lot of, you know, vetting and shit.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We are going to be playing a game called eBay. You can't guess how much that costs. So Devin fun. Has put together a bunch of different items that are listed on eBay, and we are going to guess how much it is being listed for. Right, Devin?
Oh, yes. Easy. And this could be a range. There's no limit to this. So it's really like...
Is this how much it sold for or what somebody's listing it for?
What do you mean? What's your difference there?
Like the person...
This is not a bidding war. Yes, this person put a definite price on
it. Oh, it's a buy now.
Yes, it's a buy now. All of these.
Firm on price moment. Mm.
Got it. But it's not like, oh, it's eBay. So it could be fucking like any price. Like it could be an absurd price. Okay. All right. So it's like the price is right. Matt, you should
I would
be
love
very
that.
Good at this game.
I think and so. People, but eBay people, gets bananas sometimes because there's think sometimes the things Beanie they Babies have. Get overpriced or like, oh, the VHS is from Disney or like $500.
They think their shit is worth way more than it really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you could list it for whatever, but somebody's not going to buy it.
Because they think it's priceless. They're like, oh, right. I want 10 grand for this shit. All right. Well, let's get started. Walt Disney's signature autograph. From Walt Disney himself on a cardboard paper. Greetings to Nanny
is
P.
Is there a certificate?
It looks like
yeah,
it's
is
on,
it, yeah, is it verified?
It looks like it's on matches, like the back of a match.
Oh, it is
oh,
matches.
Oh, it is.
I thought, the second I saw it, I thought it was somebody's graduation hat.
Oh, it does look like a cat.
Okay, so is it? We don't know if this is real or not, correct?
Let's just assume it's real.
The point is like, it seems like Walt Disney really stuck with the font.
It really looks like
Walt
Disney.
They messed up the D because they did the D. They, remember how like the D looks like a G on Disney?
Yes.
Do you think they copied his signature when they did the logo?
So I think it's legit.
They're asking for...
$1,000.
I was gonna say like 10,000 because people who have this stuff, they
let's go 2,500.
I'm gonna go 4,000.
What?
Because there's a girl's name on it. Greeting to Nanny Pepe.
Yeah, it's like it loses personal. A lot of. So, wow, so they're putting it at $400,000.
It's the famous Walt Disney, though. Keep that in mind.
Wow.
I'll find his bank statements. I'll be like, y'all want these huge real alligators stuffed. Skin trophy taxidermy.
Million.
Wait, no. You can find this anywhere. You can find this anywhere.
I got
though.
Friends in Florida that'll do this shit for free.
Exactly.
$1,000.
I'm going to go
$5,000.
$1,500.
Oh, I mean, look at the way they put it on like the little rock platform with the leaves. So he put time into it. You
How
know?
Much do you think this guy is Chubbs. Asking for it?
Look at that shirt. That shirt costs at least $150.
He's got one eye.
I'm going to say 8,000.
I can see it going 4 grand at most.
5,712.
What'd you guys say?
I said, well, at first I said 1,500, then I said, guess 5,000. I think I did, right?
I got it. I said 1,000,000.
Honestly, we should just make this guy's day.
I have
just
no
fucking
reason.
Buy it.
We blindfold all of our friends.
Ship in a bottle. Diorama.
I absolutely love these.
Is that a real That's one cute. That they made in the bottle?
This is a few $100.
The thing is,
$250.
The thing is, if I made that, I wouldn't sell. Like to the amount of time and effort it takes to make that shit,
exactly.
Not anybody can just do it. If I made that, I'd be like, no, I want $5,000.
But Heath, you have to think about this. This is possibly not theirs.
How do you think
they could have got
this
from somebody else?
They have to take like that stick thing and go in and then make it from outside and use.
They put the thing in and then you pull on a string back the masses and those go up. You stick it all in, like you put glue, you stick the boat, you stick all the boats in their spot and then you do a thing and you pull up the mast.
So if you see from the back, it looks like it rolls, like you put it and it rolls out. And then you pull another string that gets them all up.
Oh, I thought it was like all crafted from outside the...
No!
But still, that's a lot of work.
Yes, it is.
It's still a lot of work. I'm going to say 500.
I guess 250.
250 sounds good.
What do you think, Mariah?
few hundred.
$390. I'd pay for that.
Overnight casket.
That's something. Looks like Jeffree Star would want to be better.
Yeah, right.
That. This has got to be expensive. It's either
a cheap one or a nice one.
I bet it's like $5,000.
But it's lilac.
I feel like a regular one
$10,000.
Well, remember that one time we had a fucking casket at Bellingham for the longest time?
Yeah, it was it was like $3,500, right?
Was it?
Caskets are a lot.
They're expensive.
It's expensive to get buried.
So 10, Nana's 000. Turning 90.
10,000.
I'm going to go 25,000.
I'm going to say 15,000.
What? That's a steal.
I'll buy that.
It's going to be this big.
It's this fucking big.
It's a miniature.
It's a tabletop casket.
Because it didn't say.
What, a child?
No, I was just saying like a really tiny. Like when you order from Wish.
It's for Barbie. You know that shit. That could look like it's small too. If you look at that.
Yeah.
Oh
my gosh.
Charizard Cheeto.
They're definitely asking like 50,000 for those.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wait, that's insane.
Right. Think about it now because how popular Pokemon cards are.
Yeah.
100 grand.
I'm going to go 150
that's
grand.
That's pretty insane.
$20,000, but no one's ever going to buy it.
All right, go ahead.
10,000.
Honestly, it's kind of a steal.
A multi-dimensional spiritual vessel. What the hell?
This is a common thing on eBay. These like haunted dolls. It's a very like well-known part of eBay.
We'll get it off the screen.
You have to think about people that love horror and want that shit in their house.
And it's probably like $75.
It's Zane and Ilya's doll.
I would say 300.
I'm going to say 400.
250.
What?
How much?
$185,000.
I better be.
Who owned that?
I'm in the wrong field.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Was it like in the like the real life Conjuring movie?
What is
like?
It? Made by the Queen?
Yeah. What
Wait,
the
this
fuck?
Is funny. Imaginary friend needs a new home.
I love she's like putting the hand on the shoulder.
Yeah. That's his head, Matt.
Oh.
$15.
$5.
$25.
$20. Or it could be like a troll being like $10,000.
That's true.
You know?
$500
and two cents.
Well, I'll give you my 2 cents.
That is
overpriced.
That's all you're getting.
Men's poison rings that hold Viagra tablets.
Oh, I'd buy this.
Vintage. Adorable.
That's actually kind of cute. Hopefully it's mass produced.
I think it's like $100.
$100.
Wait, hold on. What is a poison ring?
So it was like,
back in the day, they would
back
have,
in the day,
usually they would put also a little sniffing powder. You can put a little like cocaine in it. A girl I went to high school with had one of her grandma's ones of these. Like, I remember she could open it up and like you could put cocaine in there. My grandma had it.
So it's very vintage.
Right.
So I'd say $150.
If it's solid gold.
Oh, it's solid gold?
What do you think is going to be the modern gold. Day version
Well, I'm just
of that.
Guessing.
It would say, like, if it's being promoted or sold, I think it would say real gold.
I think they have multiple ones of them. If it's plural, men's poison rings that hold Viagra tablets.
$100.
$500.
$300.
Wow. $300. I'd buy it.
Extra, extra large sleeping bag with sheepskin fur inside.
Ooh, sheepskin.
That's some shit Emma Chamberlain would wear.
It looks like something you get
that's
off
like,
a wish.
That's going to be $3,000.
Yeah.
What
yeah,
is this? This thing like is called the Schlafsack Erwischen?
Schlafsack or Schwarnischen.
Oh, very good.
The thing is that I would, if I saw that, I would buy it. Like, right, if it was at an affordable price, I'd buy that because I've never seen
Yeah, like if you walked into before. Costco and you're getting shit and it's in the middle section, you see that, you're like, this is kind of fun.
Yeah. We're buying it.
Oh, I'm going to guess $1,200.
Fur skin or fur inside?
Oh, it's fur inside.
Sheepskin, fur inside?
I'm going to say $3,500.
Yeah, that's a good price.
Oh, $370.
Wow. Oh, what a fucking steal.
Oh, it's sheepskin fur. Is that just the fur from a sheep or is it like
skin?
Do they skin the sheep with the fur on it?
Oh, fuck.
So like there's that insulation of like the hide of a sheep.
It's a good thing we're not buying shit.
Yeah,
like if this was like at a garage sale, we'd be like, that's $3,500. I'll get
you know what I mean? Right.
I have no radar.
Is this
for what shit costs?
Yeah.
Is this still available? It is? We can buy that?
Yeah.
You guys want to buy it?
We should buy one thing.
No.
We show up
and that's worth it.
Zane, we're in the next episode where
I bet that is so hot.
She looks like a brown AirPod.
It does look like that.
Oh.
Oh, give me
that.
Okay, it's a vintage kiddie Jeep carnival ride amusement park.
My kids need that.
Fire festival.
Well,
okay. I bet this is cheaper than you think. I think it's like $500.
I bet $2,500.
I'm
carousels are like $30,000, $50,000 sometimes.
$25,000.
I love how they called it moneymaker. Like, hey, if you buy this, you can charge people to ride it.
It don't even look like it runs.
Damn, that's a lot of cars.
6,500.
I'm going to say...
How did they ship that to you?
The price is up.
Oh. 6,500.
What?
What is
Britney
this?
Spears rookie card, 2001 Sports Illustrated for kids.
Oh, wow.
But this is the ones you used to peel off the back on a Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
Remember? Because look at like how it's perforated on the sides. This is like $50, $30. This is.
But somebody's probably thinking I could get so much.
Look how they set it up too. They're not selling this shit for $30.
They're gonna ask for something crazy.
I'm gonna say 500.
Like 500 to 1,000.
$50.
$1,000? Wow. I probably had that at one point.
Get real.
We get it.
We understand.
Pope Francis signed autographed baseball.
That's cool. I would buy it.
How much would you spend on that?
My parents would love that. I would genuinely, for my parents, $200.
I think the signature is so aesthetically pleasing on the baseball. I think that makes the rate go higher.
Hold on.
Maybe 15,000.
Was he a big pope?
He's the pope.
Oh, he's the pope right now.
Yeah. But I feel like some pizzeria would be like, oh, we got to get the baseball signed by the pope.
Yeah. I'm going to say 50 grand.
I love that they have him signing it. That's cute.
That's a good price. I'm going to go 30 grand.
If Walt Disney matches signed specifically to somebody was, what, $400,000?
Oh, $100,000. Yeah,
right. Okay, wait. I changed my answer. I'm going to say...
You know how many people love baseball and the Pope at the same time?
That's true. Okay.
Every Catholic ever.
$280,000.
$100,000.
$1.5 million.
Yeah.
$50,000.
Let's go crazy. $2 million.
Oh,
$27,000.
That's not a bad gift. If you were a rich person who like... I don't. What am I saying? Like New York, but just those like hardcore like Italian Catholics out there. Yeah. Who are like, mobster. I got this for you.
Like Vince would definitely buy that. He would buy that baseball. It's in perfect condition. It's like it looks really nice.
Is he signing it on a baseball holder?
Yeah,
that's so cute.
That is not a bad gift. Not a bad gift.
Have you seen the colors that Disney uses? Like I forget the names of them, but it's like blend in blue and disappearing like green or something like that. So they'll paint buildings and stuff they don't want to stand out. These two specific colors.
Like in the distance.
And you literally won't notice it. It's the craziest thing.
It's go away green
and blending blue.
Wait, I'm confused. What do you mean by that?
So when you're in a certain town, what are they called there? Different
little like worlds within Disney. They paint buildings this color so you don't notice them. It's so the building doesn't stand out like
the where images.
Go to Google Images.
Like pretend in Disney, if there's like an Italy section and a Japan section, they're gonna you'll see Japan still in the background.
Yeah.
But they painted a different color, so when you're in Italy, you don't see any Japan.
Got it.
Yes, it blends into the sky, and the green stuff just blends into like the foliage and the trees and stuff. Oh, when it's like usually that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So you like the building doesn't stand out. It kind of, as you're walking around, it just kind of blends.
They don't want it too poppy. Like all their buildings, like
it ruins
the illusion on your eyes.
Meanwhile, Six Flags color fucking red, blue, green, yellow.
Overstimulation.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's great for us. I love that shit.
Yeah. It gets the people going.
Mm-hmm. You know how many, I mean, this is an awful promo because I love Six Flags, but do you know how many people die at Six Flags every year?
No, please.
Every
don't tell
year,
me.
Yeah,
at the park.
Wait,
via accidents or just keeling over and dying?
There's like a few people that die every year
from
rides.
Wait,
from rides.
Six Flags also has a lot of locations.
Doesn't make it right.
No. I would say 8 people die.
I would say less than 1.
But I also think that they try to like hide
8. What the fuck is wrong with me? 8 people die at Six Flags a year.
Just kidding. Cut that. I love Six Flags.
You know how many people die a year at Six Flags?
0. Because Six Flags
actually,
is safe.
I don't know. Let's look it up. Oh, it's none? Okay. Like, he was about to get us to never go again.
I'm just trying to keep it spooky up in this moment.
There's nothing worse than when somebody tells you a fact that isn't true, and then you go tell all your friends because you fucking, they were so convincing when you heard it.
That is how
and
rumors start.
No, I could have said any number. I would have been like, you see?
I would have told people. I would have been on somebody else's podcast being like, you know how many people
die at Six Flags a year?
Oh, God.
This is bad. I should shut my fucking trap. Speaking of spooky, did you guys see that video of the, I'm pretty sure you guys have seen it, the video of all the fucking birds in New Mexico
that are dropping,
all flying over a house, and then they all just fucking collapse. It was like hundreds of birds.
They were they were on a power line.
But the thing is that it was while they were flying.
Well, the power line collapsed. So some of them went to fly away and the others died.
Just pretty much like they were flying away, but they were in
shock. There
was
another angle of them on the power.
Look at that.
Oh my God.
Ew. Oh, that makes me want to throw up.
That's like confirmed 100% that it was a power line.
I saw a bunch of comments saying there's
another angle of them on the power line.
Oh, really? I didn't see that angle.
Ew. That's fucking insane.
Oh, that.
Could you imagine somebody walking?
Oh my God.
I would have the heebie-jeebies.
It's like the movie The Birds.
I would think like the world was ending if you walked outside.
Or you just had like a bad omen. If that happened right where you were walking.
I would move. Those houses, I'm up for sale.
Imagine if it was like a birthday party. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Double homicide. That fucking. So when I first watched that, I thought something like, because all the comments were like, guys, it was not a power line, blah 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 blah. So in my head, I was like, this just happened, and
end of the world.
Not explained. Like nobody explained what happened. Well, that ends the spooky segment.
There's been multiple instances of this happening though.
Yes, yeah, so with birds just dropping. Instances.
The birds work for the bourgeoisie.
They fell what? So.
All the birds died in 1970 something with Reagan replacing them with spies. The birds work for the bourgeoisie.
There's people that really think that birds are drones.
This is the silliest shit.
There's like a whole movement like birds aren't real and that they think they're.
I mean, we've all seen birds like opened. Like, I feel like we would have known by now if there were.
Imagine you're like,
drones.
I'm going to prove it to you guys. Watch this. It's going to be. And then you open it and it's like robotronic.
Did y'all get that in Florida though? Like huge birds would just like swarm an area, like at an intersection.
Kind of, you'd see like the migration,
but there was a lot.
A few days out of a year, it would just be like the birds just like dominated like the whole intersection of like a town.
Yeah.
Oh, fun fact that we learned from Alaska: the insects in Alaska altogether weigh more than all the mammals. In Alaska.
Oh no.
How disgusting is that?
Holy
That's fucking
in
insane.
A way it makes sense.
Did you see a lot of
It was mosquito central. We could not get away from them. It was so bad.
It was awful. We like, were bit up.
You couldn't even go outside and like enjoy it.
Beautiful, but you were getting
It could have been like the time of the year too
Who
we went.
Who finds that out?
Well, I think mathematically if you do the math of like how many of the insects are,
but you got one moose
and then you buy the weight exactly. But how many mooses are there compared to as many insects as there are? It like, you know,
how do you know how many, who's counting insects?
Like, look at how many grains of sand there are. One grain of sand is like that much. But if you have a whole bunch of it, it weighs a shit ton. Does that make sense?
Right.
Like, yeah, but
remember that stupid question? It's like, what's heavier, a pound of bricks or a pound of feathers?
They're the same.
There we go, Mariah.
She's like, brick, obviously.
Put her in the advanced class.
Like, duh.
What do?
Did y'all have gifted and talented? Like,
ours was called gifted.
The gifted class.
It was called
enrichment.
I like that word a little bit better. Than gifted, because it's like they get a prize. Like, like what's going on in there? Christmas?
The magnet program. Come on, give me a fucking.
Oh yeah, well, magnet was like anybody could be in magnet. Yeah.
No, it was. You could tell our shit was separated. Come on.
Well, the gifted kids got to like get a hamster and take it home because you know,
I took a hamster home in second.
Oh,
grade.
You did.
We had to get permission slips from your parents, and they put it in a circle. And they put the hamster in the middle after every like end of the semester or school year or whatever. And whichever one the hamster went to, they got to take it home.
I feel like ours we had where you took it home for the day and it got like passed around.
Yeah, that's cool.
Back to gift. It just sounds like you're born better. Like,
yeah, you're gifted. You're a gift.
Yeah, that's a gifted child. And then you're like, why wasn't I?
They called ours also the primary class, and it was a combination of kids who were in your grade and then other kids who were in the grade ahead, and they would put all of those into one class.
Mm-hmm.
It was really strange.
Yeah, some of ours got to go with the grade above.
It's giving one-room schoolhouse.
Remember, like, dual enrollment? Was that for, like, if anybody wanted to...
That's if you wanted to get college credits done while you were still in high school.
And anybody could do that. You didn't have to have a certain, like, amount of credits to do that. Because I remember those kids, they didn't have to go to school for 6 hours a day. They could only go to school for like 2 hours a day.
What?
And they got to do.
I think if you were so far ahead and had already completed your high school requirements.
So you had to be really smart in order to do the dual enrollment.
Yeah, I think so.
What's just really sad about the gifted thing is that it means, and since we weren't in it, that means at one point in our life, like the teacher got the email and like looked at the students and was like, not him. You know, like we didn't make the club because someone didn't believe that we had the smarts.
We're still bitter about it, I think. Yeah,
I'm a little bitter where I'm like, I wish I could go back and like
try a little harder.
Like, something. What did I do? Did I get something wrong? Did I just do something cringe? And she's like,
not it.
I was just talking about Disney Channel too much. It's like, you're not gonna.
Or you try to go above and beyond in your work and it just did not, not suffice her.
The only classes I excelled in were, well, middle school was woodshop and plastics, and then high school was all my electives.
Hands-on stuff.
Like,
woodshop and plastics?
Yeah.
What are you doing in plastics?
Didn't you say you guys had, like, mechanic or was that your school?
We had automotive, but that was...
high school for us.
We had high school, but it was something you would have to do after school, and it didn't count for anything.
Oh, we had auto shop.
In middle school, we had woodshop and plastics.
Like you would just make things out of plastic?
You would take plastic, like they would just give you molds. Slabs and you would like do the buffing and the sawing and like the, you can engrave things on it. And
cool. What would you make? Like what's something you'd make out of it?
Woodshop, we would do pencils, clocks.
A stool.
No, we wouldn't do like big stuff.
Birdhouses,
stuff you can take
tests.
Home.
What would you make? Like what's something you'd make out of a plastic? I'm just curious. I can't like imagine it in my head right now.
Rulers.
That's interesting.
In elementary, we had the art class where we would make like little pots and stuff, and then you paint it.
Ceramic.
Throw it in the kiln.
My mom still has, like, instead of, you know how we made cups and bowls and stuff like that? My mom made ashtrays. Like, they all had to make ashtrays because everyone smoked then. So they would bring it home to, like, their parents.
Did you ever make an ashtray for your mom? That would have been a cute gift.
No, the only thing I ever made for my mom was a jewelry box out of a Tupperware with glued on hard beans.
Oh, it was hard beans? I thought it was the macaroni, hard macaronis. I remember those.
What a shit gift. It was a fucking full-size Tupperware.
I remember.
With just white and black beans.
I remember I made for my, I don't know why I thought this would be nice to give her, but I made my mom, like, it was a picture of the macaronis, but it was a picture of me. It wasn't anything to her. It was like, here's a picture of me.
I'm thinking about, imagine like rich families that have like the super aesthetic kitchens and everything is so precise.
Oh, yeah.
And then your kid just wants their art on the fridge and they're like,
doesn't fit the aesthetic.
It's just not.
Yeah.
That shit would happen now.
But I do want a wall in my house of like my kids' pictures. The way kids draw sometimes, it's like Basquiat. It just looks like it's so perfect that like you as an adult can't recreate how a kid can draw.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think like, it's cool to have those it in like a cool basement. Frames,
just having like in a really cool wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I want to do.
You like every time they do a new drawing, you just replace it.
I just pick the best of the week that I think fits the aesthetic. That sounds terrible, but
it makes him feel like, I feel like if you're picking like between like four pictures, you're like, this one's the best. I feel like it'd make him feel like they're like working for a goal. Like they're drawing out different pictures and only one is good. And that's real life.
Should we do the Wordle today as a group?
I hate Wordle now. I'm done.
I like it.
Oh, you already know what it is.
Get your brain going. It's like eating a spoonful of sugar in the morning. It gets your fucking...
I'm not... Like, as soon as it got bought by New York Times, I was like, I'm done. Yeah. I just didn't like the words after. It's just not as fun.
It's not fun anymore.
It's words you've never heard of, and you're like, this is stupid.
Were the words fun before New York Times bought it?
It was fun because everybody can do it. Like, a 10-year-old would be able to answer.
Got it.
Like, there was one the other day that... I literally didn't even know what the word was, but it was just from guessing because there was only a few letters left. And I'm like, well, don't even know what that was.
Yeah, it was like gangle or something. I was like, all right.
There was nobody rupee the other day.
Rupee.
Rupee. Yeah. R-U-P-E-E.
It's a currency.
Oh, can we see that $6.5 million house next week?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we talked about it in the deleted episode. That's why.
Oh, shit.
There's a house that is a complete fucking disaster that's worth $6.5
million. $6.5
million? And they're trying to fucking sell it, and we think it's... absolutely ridiculous. And it's down the street, so we want to go check it out and film it.
Little house tour with us.
If you guys are going to make fun, you can go. Four people, huh?
Was that on the
deleted one for
everything,
you?
Yeah.
Damn it.
No, it was. Why was it such a good episode?
I know. I wish we were able to fucking recover that.
That's going to be posted. It should be on Patreon by the time this episode comes out.
Let's hope. Yeah. Patreon.com/Dana Heath. It should be up by that time. Unless
see deleted accidental lost episodes. You can see our bonus high episodes.
Very good.
Early access to this every single week, ad free. We do Q&As every single month. You also get to have a place in our private Discord.
And I also post some booty pictures on there too, if you guys want to go check that out too.
Little ass.
Yeah.
Just a little ass.
Shake that ass.
They got a little hair on top of my ass too. It's like that. What do you call that, Heath?
Let me see.
I've never heard of a tuft before.
He's got that little
tuft. Couch.
Like a tuft. It's like a tail. It's a tail of a bunny. It's
he has
tuft.
Like back dimples.
Oh, just shave that, just Zane. That. Get some. Do you just watch my Manscaped?
I usually do. I know.
I'll do it for you.
For our OnlyFans.
That is thicker than the hair on your head.
I know. I know. I usually get it, but I just
transplant.
Okay, enough, guys.
It's a tramp split.
Give me a razor. I'll do it on the podcast.
Nice, Matt. Tramp split.
Fine.
You want to hear an unethical life hack?
What? Ethical life hack?
They need to move the volume button down here. I keep screenshotting.
Yeah, me too.
I honestly wish the outlet for the charger was on top. God, it drives me insane.
Oh,
really? Every time I'm in bed on my phone and it's on the charger and I want to just like set it here, the cord's in the way, then I'm crimping it.
It should be
and
up
it's just
top.
Like,
it really
but I feel
be.
Like if they put it on top, there's going to be much more inconveniences.
No,
on
I
the
think
top.
It's much better if it's on top.
What are you talking about?
The
charger.
The charger to be at the top of the iPhone. Because like setting your phone down, you can't like rest it with the charger in it. Every time I'm in bed, I'm laying there and it's like on my stuff and then the charger's bent and then it's like, I would just rather
I
just
bet
sit
they
there.
Can't do it because
just,
the camera and shit's up there.
I'm just saying, I wish it was on.
He's saying if it could work.
I just.
Okay.
And the side is just so Android. You can't do the side. That's just on the fucking side.
This is an unethical life hack. So this is like if you live in an apartment with like a washer dryer. So look up your building's washer dryer model on eBay and order a key for it. I haven't paid for laundry in 8 years and it cost me $8. Sleep like a baby knowing you're not paying for on-site laundry.
Wow.
Wait, can you repeat so, that? Okay. I literally blacked
so you know
out.
The washer and dryer in like an apartment.
Okay.
Something like that.
A communal.
A community
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
And with those, you have to put in money. But if you have a key for it, it works. So just look up that model on eBay, pay for the key, and you'll never have to pay for it again.
Genius.
That is genius.
I was scraping for coins.
And you can still, like, to this day, you can still pay, like, buy those keys for those washing machines.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. If the person sitting in front of you on a flight reclines their seat all the way back and leaves you with no room, turn on the air control above you to full blast and point it at the top of their head.
That's
because they won't move that.
Because then they'll be like, like they'll hate that just the air is blasting on them the entire time.
That's
I
funny.
Like that. It's
yeah.
good.
Oh, real quick before you do, I want to add one in real quick. Okay. Somebody said if you have tires that are going bald, go to a rental car company, rent the same car that you have for the day.
No, don't switch them.
And then just swap them out,
no.
put your ones on the car, and then bring it back.
Damn.
Like, if you just
that's
wanted to,
genius.
Like, change your tires out.
But don't they check that
that's
when,
what
like, you come back?
You would,
like, they
you would,
go, they know the year.
You wouldn't like, wait until you got, like, wires showing through, but if you were just, like, a quick little swap, you know, or you got, like, a dented rim or something, just, like, a little minor upgrade.
Oh my gosh.
But I feel like they do thorough checks
or,
on each
or
car.
Or you have a tire that no, they
are
don't
there
check
codes
it that much.
On tires? Like
they
individual
don't, they don't
codes?
Check that shit.
Oh.
Or if you have like a nail in your tire and you just
we're
not
oh,
like
the
a plug
nail,
in it,
the nail makes
just
sense.
Just fucking
yeah.
swap that shit
we're not
out.
Recommending this as advice, but
good hack.
It sounds like we are,
Patricia
though.
Honestly, just had to pay for a new tire.
Scam the system. Do what you got to do.
Okay, save business cards of people you don't like. If you ever hit a parked car, accidentally just write sorry on the back and leave it on the windshield.
That's funny.
That is quite unethical.
That's messed up.
It is.
If you have a significant unexplained employment gap that is hurting your resume, claim that you were providing full-time end-of-life care for a grandparent or an older relative.
Okay.
That's a little dark, too.
No, I
yeah,
think
it's,
that's
like,
smart.
It's like calling in sick and saying something happened to a relative.
Yeah, like
it's
Susie.
Just like bad. That's bad juju. Can't do that shit.
Oh, no. In your last year of college, lose your student ID and get a new one. The expiration date will reset and you can get another 4 years of discounts. I don't know if that's true. Mine didn't even have an expiration date on my college ID. So
yeah, I don't think any of ours did.
I still like signing up for like Adobe and stuff. I still use my Broward College login to have the student discount.
Really? To this day?
Uh-huh. You just have to have like a college email.
Play the system.
Okay, I don't know if this could work, but it is interesting. Buy the cheapest tickets available for a sporting event. Once inside, check Ticketmaster and StubHub for better seats that didn't sell and go sit there.
Every sports event, every concert, I always buy the last row seat. And then I go into StubHub, SeatGeek, all of them. And I take notes and pictures of what's still available like an hour before the show. And then I go and I get the best seat.
Wow. Damn. We're firsthand. It works.
Do you buy the second ticket or you just go take the seat that's not there?
You just go take the seat because no one's going to claim it. No one's going to sit there. But unless it's like section based where they're like, I need to see it. Right. And you got to do some photoshopping, which can get you into serious trouble.
The worst is when you end up in a seat that someone did buy at the very last second.
Oof.
And then they come up and they take it and then you have to scramble to find another one on your list. It just becomes a shit show, especially when you're at like a stadium, like... Right. Staples Center, it gets messy, but it's all worth it.
Well, if you want to do that, best way you can do it is go to SeatGeek.
That's right.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed or your money back. With plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Another one is make your edibles in the shape of dog treats and take them anywhere you want. If a drug dog finds them, his handler will think he's just being a silly boy.
So very good.
Oh, sorry. Very good. He's just being a silly boy. Want some treats?
That's genius. Yeah.
Amazing. Did you have one you were going to add? It looked like you were.
Yeah, my friend just told me a story. I don't know what, I forget the context building up to it, but she was at the airport with these cops who needed verification that something was her. So they needed three forms of verification of ID. Yeah. So she lost her wallet, right? So she was trying to get her card back, something like that. They needed forms of ID. So they checked all her stuff. She had a letter, she had her some other ID, and then whatever. They were looking through her cards and her fake was in there.
Oh,
the cops. Shit.
Oh, no.
And her fake actually scans. Like if they scan it, it'll go through. Like she's a really good fake. So they looked at it and they said, "What is this?" Like they knew right away. And she, I don't know how she thought of this, but she said, "I go to a performing arts school and I'm in the play and we all had to get IDs for our characters."
No!
And they took it because her other form of verification was her performing art. She goes to a performing arts college or whatever.
Yeah.
And she had like, "Look, I go to performing arts," and she had proof that she went there and they were like, "Okay.
It's a prop."
Yeah, she literally said it was a prop.
Or do you think they knew it was bullshit, but they were surprised how quick she came up with that? So they're just like, "You know what?
I know." I was like, "Do you think they knew?" She was very quick thinking.
I feel like I would just be like, "Oh, I go to this school and my friend left their ID, so I grabbed it for him."
Yeah. Why is her face on it?
Yeah, but it's her face.
It's her face on it. Oh, I thought it. Okay, got it.
If you have the cop go say, I'm going to ask you one more time. Oh. That's one of those situations where you'd be like,
we're gonna try this one more
time. If I was a girl, I would just be like, damn it.
You're like,
performing arts.
Oh, okay. This one's kind of crazy. Okay. When I don't want to get caught plagiarizing off of Wikipedia, I translate the article to French, then Hindi, then back to English, and chip off grammatical errors and get praise for my hard work.
Wow.
Because you know how when you cycle it through, it just starts jumbling around. So then you get like a whole new...
But I feel like it fucks it up so much where I feel like it's...
But I feel like you could still piece it back together.
I would not want to go through all that.
That seems like more work than just
writing the damn essay.
Just do it.
It makes it easier though.
Don't plagiarize.
I plagiarized my entire way through high school. Like I would copy and paste.
Now.
I know. Look, I copy and paste everything and I would go through and just, I would look up synonyms of are. Synonyms of is. And I just did that with every fucking word. And I got through.
Maybe that's why we don't like reading. Because we plagiarized everything and spark notes'd, and the people that actually were doing the work ended up just liking read.
And they're getting paid.
And they read good. I never, ever, ever went on Spark Notes because I didn't want that attached to me because I literally thought people would get arrested for it. I thought plagiarism was the worst thing you can do.
I mean, it
in
is.
Middle school.
It is, though.
It is in the real world, like law.
Yeah.
But when people said Spark Notes, I didn't even want to look at their computer. Like it on, or like they would print them out. And they would just like have like all their, that would be like their notes or whatever. And I was like, I don't want to look at it. Like, I just thought I would go to hell.
Do you remember Spark Notes would sell the book in a shorter version?
Yes.
That's how it started.
Oh, really? Before I always just like internet. Went online.
Yeah, yeah.
Jordan, have you heard about my plagiarizing story in middle school, right? I plagiarized an entire essay of Pocahontas in history class, and I went up and started. I started reading my essay. It was like a public thing in class, so I started reading. And after the first sentence, the teacher walks to her desk, pulls out a paper from or maybe her laptop or something. She pulls out her paper and then goes right next to me and finishes my essay.
Oh no.
In front of the whole class. It was so fucking embarrassing.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I got in deep trouble for that.
Oh, that's...
You know what? I think my dumbass, even the pictures that were on the article, I think I took the pictures and like put it in another spot.
You didn't know. It was a different time. You don't know.
They're gonna know. They're gonna know.
How will they know? Imagine that, like someone getting that shit on TikTok. That'd be fucking insane. Just like a teacher walking up and just finishing your essay.
Do you remember back in the day? I think it was Vine, but there was a company that was paying people to advertise it where they would do your homework and write your papers for you.
Oh, yes. Dude, they still promote that app. They just...
How is that possible?
It's unethical. I don't think it's illegal.
Do you remember what it was called?
Oh, no.
People, they were just promoting on Snapchat like a year and a half, 2 years ago.
How? Like, I don't get that.
You pay other people to write your essays for you for in college and high school. It's insane.
That is crazy.
I think now it's illegal to promote shit like that.
I think it's a loophole. I don't think it's illegal because there's someone out there who wants to write an essay for you.
Yeah.
And it's privately. You give them the prompt and everything. You're going to pay them, a couple $100? And if they're a good writer, they can whip that out in like less than 2 hours.
It's not illegal. It's not illegal to have someone.
It's bad. You shouldn't do it. But it's not illegal. Yeah.
One of my friends is really, really smart and figured out how to hack the system. He still goes to school right now.
What's his name?
I don't want to put him on blast. But basically, he... He tells one person that he'll give them the last half of all the answers. So say it's like a 100 question quiz. He goes, I'll give you the last 50. You give me the first 50. Then he goes to another friend and goes, you give me the first 50. I'll give you the last 50. So this person's given him this. This person's given him this. And then he's just swapping them. So now he's getting all the answers and he's helping them out.
Wow.
Fucking now that is literally smart.
Just the middleman. He's just...
That's brilliant. That's a perfect pyramid scheme. Like
he told me that and I was like, you are something else. You don't even need to do the work. That's so fucking clever. Insane.
Like for like a homework assignment, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that cannot be taught in school. Thank you very much.
That's right.
But wait, how would he get the first round of answers?
I go, Zane, give me 1 through 50.
But what are you going to give me?
The other half.
The other half, how he gets it from the other guy.
But how are you getting that first? You know what I mean? You have to exchange. Somewhere. You got to exchange.
He's giving second 50. You're giving me first 50. I go, thank you. He gives me this. I go, there you go.
But now, they're not getting anything back from you in that.
Yes, he is, because he gets it from the other person.
I know what he's thinking.
I'm going to give you the first 50.
I'm helping you. It starts from the outside in. So he asked this person for first 50, this person for second 50. Now he has both. So now he's going to switch.
Got it. I thought it was like a direct exchange. I thought you needed to have yours ready in order for yours.
No, it doesn't need to be right there. Just be like, I'm gonna work on it. Send me it when you're done. Send me it when you're done.
Got it. Okay, so it was like, yeah. I thought it was like right there an exchange. Like
or if you get, as long as you get one from one person, you're good.
Because I'm thinking in school, like you're seeing him in school and you're giving him the
fucking... Oh, no, you're not sitting there at the same time, like in a classroom.
That's my brain.
I don't know. People are gonna be like... It's going to be interesting what people are going to do after they listen to that. Someone's going to try to pull it off. Mm-hmm. And then everybody go, you listen to the Unfiltered podcast? I heard that too.
Wow, that's like that fucking...
Now they're going to be like, exchange on three. You send me...
God, I'm pissed that like, I wish I could just go back to high school and like do that.
And especially now since like most shit is online, you can take every class online.
Do they still have the answers in the back of textbooks like they used to have?
The odds.
The odds.
Probably.
That's crazy how they had that.
iPad now, dude. I don't like.
I get having that, so it's like a reference to see if you're getting it right. Because the homework was always evens. You know what I mean? But you would do the odd just to like practice to make sure, like, okay, I know what I'm doing. I'm getting it right.
Right. Yeah.
I kind of liked having it. All right, guys. So that's it for the episode. Thank you so much for watching.
Very good.
Yeah. Again, make sure if you want to check out the BTS and all the extra goodies we have on Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We also have the best coffee in the world if you haven't tried it. Mm-hmm. And if you have, you would vouch for us. We have K-Cups and also ground coffee in a bunch of different flavors, Tahitian vanilla, cinnamon French toast, whatever you want to get.
Zane did those.
Cinema French toast. Cremota.com to get your coffee.
Good for coffee and a Macarena. What is it called?
Maraca.
Maraca.
I almost said macchiato.
Oh my God. All right, guys. We love you so much. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
See ya.
I'm losing brain cells.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.